الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue reading the work by الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر حفظهم الله تعالى entitled أحاديث إصلاح القلوب narrations about the rectification of the hearts and in our previous class we had began reading in the first chapter القلب هو الأصل that the heart it is the foundation and we have seen that the author حفظه الله تعالى he began with a narration of النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما and we read the narration again and he says عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وأهوى النعمان بإصبعيه إلى أذنيه He mentioned the narration of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma and he said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying and he took both of his fingers pointing to his ears radiyallahu anhu إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنْ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنْ وَبَيْنُهُمَا مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ That indeed the halal is clear and indeed the haram is clear And between the two of them are affairs that are doubtful, meaning they are unclear. Many people do not know their true reality, any whether they're permissible or not. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُهَاتِ اِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ And whoever avoids and stays away from the doubtful matters, then he will free his religion and his honor and reputation from blame. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ And the one who falls into the doubtful matters, then he will fall into the haram. كَالرَّاعِ يَرْعَى حَوْلَ الْحِيمَ يُشِكُ أَنْ يَرْتَعَ فِيهِ Like the shepherd who is grazing his flock around a private property, a sanctuary, a private land. Soon he is about to fall into that property. And soon his animals will be grazing in that forbidden land. أَلَّا وَإِنَّ لِكُلِ مَلِكٍ حِيمَ أَلَا وَإِنَّ حِمَ اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ And indeed every king, he has these sacred lands or a sanctuary, any of this private property that is forbidden for others to indulge in. And indeed the hima of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are his forbidden matters, those things that are forbidden. مَحَارِمُ It's forbidden to come near them or to touch them. أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَى Indeed in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسُدُ كُلُّ If it is upright, then the whole body will be upright and sound. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسُدُ كُلُّهُ And if it is corrupted, then the whole body will be corrupted. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ Indeed, it is the heart. مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ And in our previous class, we had discussed a number of benefits with regards to the narration of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir رضي الله عنه. And this evening, we continue reading with the author. He has mentioned حفظه الله تعالى seeking the help and the blessing of Allah عز وجل. The Shaykh he says يعد هذا الحديث أصلا عظيما في باب إصلاح القلوب that this narration here is considered a great fundamental with regards to the issue of rectifying the hearts وأن الصلاح الجوارح بصلاحه وفسادها بفساده and that the rectification of the body parts is by the rectification of the heart and likewise its corruption as well is by its corruption. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله he mentions he died in the year 728 وفي الجملة القلب هو الأصل يعني in general to summarize the heart it is the foundation كما قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه just as أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه he mentioned القلب ملك الأعضاء والأعضاء جنوده The heart is the king of the body parts, and the body parts they are his forces. فَإِذَا طَابَ الْمَلِكُ طَابَتْ جُنُودُهُ وَإِذَا خَبُثَ خَبُثَ جُنُودُهُ So if the king is good, then his forces will be good. And if the king is evil and wicked, then the forces, they will be evil and wicked. No doubt this is a great example from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu clarifying the intent from this narration. That the heart is like the king, meaning it orders and commands. And the body parts, they will move and they will bring that which the heart desires. They will fulfill the lusts of the heart and that which the heart wants. So if the heart wants something good, then the body parts, they will move and they will obtain that. But if the heart desires something evil or impermissible, then likewise, if a person, he falls weak to his lust, then the body parts, they will seek after that and they will obtain it. But the example here made by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu is with that of a king and his forces. And in general, the parable is correct, but the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is even more emphasized and even a greater reality. And that is because a king, if he's good and upright, then no doubt this will have a great influence on the citizens under his care. But that does not necessarily mean that every individual under his authority will be upright. Rather, maybe some of them likewise will still be corrupted and evil. And likewise, if the king is corrupted and the king is evil and wicked, no doubt this will have a great influence on the citizens under his care. But that does not necessarily mean that every last individual under his kingdom or authority will be evil and wicked. Rather, some of them may be upright. Rather, some of them may, they may be upright and upon piety. But as for the heart, then the body parts, they do not fall back. And they do not fall out of line. Rather, they move precisely, 100%. So whenever the heart is good, the body parts have no choice except to be good. They follow in line precisely. They follow in line precisely. And likewise, according to the evil or the corruption of the heart will determine the corruption and the evil that the body parts work. And in the body parts, they do not fall behind. They do not lag behind. They are in accordance to that which is in the heart 100%. 100%. So the parable here, struck by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, no doubt clarifies the meaning, but the narration in reality is even more serious than that parable. So the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala continues, and he says now, وَهَذَا كَمَا فِي حَدِيثَ النُّعْمَانِ ابن بشير رضي الله عنه المتفق عليه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صالح صالح لها سائر الجسد وإذا فسد فسد لها سائر الجسد ألا وهي القلب. Now he says rahimahullah that this is just like the narration of النعمان ابن بشير رضي الله عنهما, which is متفق عليه, meaning narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim in both of their authentic collections, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, indeed in the body there's a piece of flesh. If it is upright, then the rest of the body parts will be upright accordingly. And if it is corrupted, then the rest of the body parts, they will be corrupted accordingly. Indeed it is the heart. Indeed it is the heart. So Shaykh al-Islam, he says, rahimahullah, فَصَلَاحُهُ وَفَسَادُهُ يَسْتَلْزِمُ صَلَاحَ الْجَسَدِ وَفَسَادَهُ فَيُكُونُ هَذَا مِمَّا أَبْدَاهُ لَا مِمَّا أَخْفَاهُ. So the rectification of the heart and the corruption of the heart necessitates the rectification of the body and its corruption. So this will be from that which the heart has made apparent and not from what it hidden. And whatever is shown on the body parts, this is from what is clarified from that which is in the heart. So the heart is from the affairs of the unseen. No one knows what is in a person's heart. But if one would like to have an idea of what is in his heart, then just wait for him to speak and wait for him to act. Because his statements and actions are reflecting that which is in the heart. Is reflecting that which is in his heart. So a person does not know what is in the heart of another until he speaks or until he acts. Until he speaks or until he acts. So that which one says or he acts upon, this is from what he has clarified that which is in his heart and did not hide. And did not hide. And this is the point that he's making here. He says, وَكُلُّ مَا أَوْجَبُهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَجِبَ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ. And everything. He's making very important points now about the topic. What's the topic? What is the chapter title? الْقَلْبُ هُوَ الْأَصْلِ. The chapter title, الْقَلْبُ هُوَ الْأَصْلِ. The heart is the foundation. This is the point here. All of this is to establish this point here. The importance of the heart. The heart is the foundation. So he says, وَكُلُّ مَا أَوْجَبُهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ لَابُدَّ أَنْ يَجِبَ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ. And everything that Allah has made an obligation upon the slaves, then it must be an obligation upon the heart. Then indeed it is a certain obligation upon the heart. فَإِنَّهُ الْأَصْلِ. Because it is the foundation. فإن وجب على غيره تبعا فالعبد المأمور المنهي إنما يعلم بالأمر والنهي قلبه. He says, and if something is an obligation, following in accordance with the obligation that is upon the heart, then a person who is ordered and forbidden, that which knows the command and the prohibition is nothing except the heart. That which knows the command and the prohibition is nothing except the heart. It's the heart that knows that this is a commandment and an obligation. It's the heart that knows that this is forbidden and not allowed. وَإِنَّمَا يَقْسُدُ بِالطَاعَةِ وَالْإِمْتِثَالِ الْقَلْبُ. And it is only the heart that would intend to comply in obedience and submission. That would intend to comply in obedience and submission. So therefore the foundation is the heart. Again, the foundation is the heart. Any action that's an obligation, it's the heart that realizes and believes in that obligation. Any action that is a prohibition, it's the heart that realizes and believes in the prohibition. That realizes and believes in the prohibition. So it says, وَالْعِلْمُ بِالْمَأْمُورِ وَالْإِمْتِثَارُ يَكُونُ قَبْلَ وُجُودِ الْفِعْلِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهِ. So knowing the commandment and the obligation of complying to it, this proceeds before the existence of the action that is commanded. Before a person he can perform a commanded action, he must know what the action is. And along with knowing what the action is, he must also know how to perform it properly, inwardly and outwardly. So knowledge, it precedes every statement and action. الْعِلْمُ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So again he says, وَالْعِلْمُ بِالْمَأْمُورِ وَالْإِمْتِثَالِ وَالْعِلْمُ بِالْمَأْمُورِ وَالْإِمْتِثَالِ يَكُونُ قَبْلَ وُجُودِ الْفِعْلِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهِ. That knowledge of the commandment and knowledge of complying to that commandment, it comes before the action that is commanded. كَالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. Like as-salat wa-az-zakat wa-siyam. وَإِذَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ قَدْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ الْأَمْرِ وَقَصْدِ الْإِمْتِثَالِ كَانَ أَوَّلُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ مِنْهُ. And if a person, he turns away from knowing the commandment and intending to comply to it, then it is the first one to disobey. كَانَ أَوَّلُ الْمَعْصِيَةِ مِنْهُ يعني من القلب. كَانَ أَوَّلَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ مِنْهُ يعني من القلب. The first thing that disobeyed was the heart. The first thing that disobeyed was the heart. If a person, he turns away from learning the commandments, and he turns away from intending to comply to them, then the first one that disobeyed in this right is the heart. It's the heart. Before his body parts disobeyed, it was his heart that refused and rejected to comply. So the heart is taken to account first and foremost. The heart is the asl. That's the whole point. So there's an indication here likewise of the importance of knowledge and application. And because he's saying here, if a person here were to turn away from having knowledge of the commands and likewise intending the command. So these are two different aspects. A person, he must have knowledge, and then likewise he must intend to comply to that knowledge. He must have knowledge and he must intend to comply to that knowledge. And this is also understood in the light that we have studied before with regards to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. A number of the people of knowledge, they have divided the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal into two aspects. Tawheed al-ilmi wa Tawheed al-amali. Tawheed in knowledge and understanding, and a Tawheed in application. A Tawheed in application. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah and others before him likewise, they also mentioned the same aspect, but they mentioned different terms. They would say Tawheed al-ma'rifati wa ithbat. Tawheed al-ma'rifati wa ithbat. The Tawheed of knowledge and affirmation. And knowledge of the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal and His actions that are specific to Him, and affirming His beautiful names and lofty attributes. And this is a Tawheed al-Ilmi. This is the knowledge-based Tawheed. And as for a Tawheed al-Amali, the application of a Tawheed, they refer to it as Tawheed al-Qasdi wa-Talab. Tawheed al-Qasdi wa-Talab. This is the Tawheed of intending. The Tawheed of intending and applying, seeking after the pleasure of Allah in application. By complying to that knowledge, by complying and applying that knowledge. So if a person, he were to turn away from learning the obligations, and if he were to turn away and refuse to implement and to intend to comply to those obligations, then the first one to be taken to account and to be considered disobedient and rebellious will be his heart. So it says, بَلْ كَانَ هُوَ الْعَاسِي وَغَيْرُهُ تَبَعٌ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ. Rather, he is the true disobedient. The one who is truly considered disobedient is the heart. the heart and everything else, many from the rest of the body parts, they're following in line accordingly. They're following in line accordingly. The person who takes interest with his hand, the person who takes interest with his hand and who signs contracts that are forbidden, his hand is disobedient in this, and he's using his hands in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it is heart that orders. It's his heart that commands. It's his heart that desires and did not refuse. And did not refuse, rather advanced. So therefore, the first one who is considered disobedient is the heart. The heart is disobedient. Na'udhu billahi. We seek refuge with Allah that our hearts will be considered disobedient. That our hearts will be considered disobedient. You need those who come to Allah with a heart that is disobedient, wa'iyadhu billah, then they will come to a Lord who is angry. They will come to a Lord who is angry. We hope to come to Allah with a heart that is repentant. We hope to come to Allah with a heart that is repentant, not with a heart that is disobedient. He said, rahimahullah, بَلْ كَانَ هُوَ يَعْنِي الْقَلْبَ الْعَاصِي وَغَيْرُهُ تَابِعٌ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ. Rather, he is the true عَاصِي, the one who is the real disobedient one. The others are following along with him. And the body parts are only following along behind them. They're only following along behind him, and behind the heart, behind it, and behind the heart. He says, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ فِي حَقِّي الشَّقِي. And because of this, Allah, he mentioned, and the right of the miserable, and the one who is a loser, the one who is a loser, the one who comes to Allah with a heart that is sinful, وَلِيَذَا بِاللَّهِ فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. He did not, rather he did not believe, nor did he pray. Rather he denied and turned away. Rather he denied and turned away. So had he believed, then he would have prayed. Had he not belied, then he would not have turned away. So the issue goes back to the heart, because belief, it begins in the heart. And it's established on the tongue and the limbs and the body parts. So whenever it's present in a person, he would establish the salah first and foremost. And the stronger the faith and the greater the tawheed in the heart, the more beautiful the salah will be in his right. And the more heavy, likewise, it will be in his scale. And the more benefit he will have from his prayer on a daily basis. He will pray a prayer that will truly forbid him from evil and indecency, and will be a means to carry him upon performing the actions of obedience and piety and righteousness. Whenever the heart is strong, whenever the iman is strong, whenever the tawheed is strong, whenever the taqwa is firm, but whenever it's weaker, then the actions, they fall weak accordingly. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. And he did not believe, and nor did he pray. Rather, he belied and turned away. Al-Ayat. And until the end of the verses in this particular context. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, rahimahullah, وَقَالَ فِي حَقِّ السُّعَدَ. And Allah, he mentioned in the right of the happy and the blissful. You need the ones who are successful, the people of faith. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous deeds. فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِ. And he mentioned any of this the likes of this verse, and that which is similar to this context in more than one place in the book of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous deeds. And this is in contrast to that which was mentioned previously. He did not believe and he did not establish the prayer. Rather, he belied and turned away and rejected faith. That was with regards to the wicked, to the evil, to those who are miserable in this life and the hereafter. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. As for the successful and the happy, then they're described with these two affairs. With these two affairs, there are those who believe and work righteous deeds. There are those who believe and work righteous deeds. And these two issues have been coupled and mentioned in many verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Iman wal-Amal al-Salih. Al-Iman al-Sadiq wal-Amal al-Salih. True and sincere faith coupled with the mention of the righteous actions. Shaykh al-Islam, he says, rahimahullah, wal-Ma'muru naw'ani. Wal-Ma'muru naw'ani. And the commandment is two times. The commandment is two times. And referring to that which Allah, he has ordered, it occurs in two manners. Or is it ordered? The commandments to be established in two aspects, referring to al-qawl wal-amal. Al-qawl wal-amal. That which we have been ordered, it goes back to these two issues, statements and actions. Statements and actions. He says, wal-ma'muru naw'ani. And the command is two times. Naw'un huwa amalun dhahirun ala al-jawarih. A type that is an apparent actions that are performed outwardly on the body parts. وَهَذَا لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ الْقَلْبِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ وَهَذَا لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ الْقَلْبِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ. This will not happen except with knowledge of the heart and the intention of the heart. Going back to العلم والطلب العلم والقصد العلم أو المعرفة والقصد. And this will not happen. The things that were commanded from them are actions that are performed outwardly on the body parts with the limbs. Actions that are performed outwardly on the body parts with the limbs. He's saying here, these things cannot be established except with the knowledge of the heart. The heart knowing these affairs. The heart knowing these commandments. And then likewise with the heart intending and desiring to establish them. Intending to establish them. So he says, فَالْقَلْبُ هُوَ الْأَصْلُ فِيهِ. So therefore the heart is the foundation with regards to these actions. كَالْوُضُوءِ وَالْإِكْتِسَالِ وَكَأَفْعَالِ الصَّلَاةِ مِنَ الْقِيَامِ وَالرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ وَأَفْعَالِ الْحَجِّ مِنَ الْوُقُوفِ وَالطَّوَافِ. He says, like the wudu, the ablution, and likewise the iktisal, making the ghusl, and ghusl janaba, and also the actions of salah, from standing and bowing and prostrating, and also the actions of al-hajj, the pilgrimage, from standing on Arafah and the tawaf around the Kaaba and the likes. He says, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ أَقْوَالٍ فَالْقَلْبُ أَخَصُّ بِهَا. And if they are statements that were ordered to perform outwardly, then the heart is even more specific to them. فَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْقَلْبُ وَجُودَ مَا يَقُولُهُ أَوْ بِمَا يَقُولُهُ وَيَقْصِدُهُ. Because the heart must know of the existence of what it's going to say, or what it's going to say and intend. He must know. He must know these affairs before one he can make tasbih. He must know about tasbih. He must know what is tasbih. He has to know how to say it and pronounce it properly. If a person is going to order the good, he must know what is the good. And he ordered the affairs that a person is going to say from the things that were commanded, he must know about them first. And then after that, he must intend to say them. He must intend to say them. So this is the end of the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Razak, he says now, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ فَتَبَيَّنَ بِهَذَا فتبين بهذا أن القلب هو الأصل في جميع الأفعال والأقوال. He said, so now it's clear from this. It's clear from this that the heart is the foundation for all of the actions and statements. So it's clear from this now that the heart is the foundation for all of the actions and statements. He says, فما أمر الله به من الأفعال الظاهرة لابد فيها من معرفة القلب وقصده. So everything that which Allah has ordered from the outward actions, then the heart, it must have knowledge of that affair and intend them. The heart must have knowledge of that affair and intend it. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا أَمَرَ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ لَبُدَّ فِيهَا مِنْ مَعْرِفَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَقَصْدِهِ. And likewise, that which Allah has ordered from the statements, the heart, it must have knowledge of them and intend them. The heart must have knowledge of them and intend them. وَبِهَذَا أَيْضًا يُعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْقَلْبَ إِذَا عُمِرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَحُبِّهِ وَتَعْظِيمِهِ وَخَوْفِهِ وَرَجَائِهِ وَتَوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِخْلَاصِ الدِّينِ لَهُ طَابَتَ الْجَوَارِحُ وَصَلَحَتْ. He said, and also from here it is known that the heart, if it is established and alive with believing in Allah and loving Him and revering Him and fearing Him and hoping in Him, and trusting and relying upon Him, and making the religion, all of it, entirely, sincerely for Him, then the body parts, they will be good and upright, along with that. بَلْ لَا يَتَمُّ شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهِ ظَاهِرًا إِلَّا بِهَا. Rather, the nothing from the outward affairs, of that which has been ordered, will be established except in this manner. وَإِلَّا فَلَوْ عَمِلَ أَعْمَالًا ظَاهِرَةً بِدُونِ هَذِهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا. Or else, if he were to work any of these outward actions like this without these deeds here, referring to those actions of the heart, then he would be considered a hypocrite. So if the heart is not full and alive with sincere and true faith and belief in Allah and loving Allah and revering and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fearing Him and hoping in Him and trusting and relying upon Him and making the religion sincere and purely for His sake. If a person were to outwardly do the righteous actions without these actions present in his heart, he were to do them for another reason, for ulterior motives, then he would be considered a hypocrite and he would not benefit. Meaning that sometimes some people may perform outwardly actions that appear to be good and they appear to be righteous, but in their heart they want a worldly gain. So therefore, they're not truly actions of righteousness and piety. So the heart, it must be full first and foremost of sincere faith and belief in Allah and the love of Allah and magnification, veneration, reverence of Allah, and fear of Allah, and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with trust and reliance, and also making the religion inwardly and outwardly, sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah. In this manner, the body parts, the actions, they will be good. In this manner, the body parts, they will be good and upright. And without these affairs, then nothing that is ordered or commanded from the our actions will be accepted nor correct. And if a person, he were to do these actions outwardly, the outward actions of worship, without these actions of the heart present, then he will be a hypocrite. ثُمَّ هِيَ فِي أَنفُسِهَا تُجِبُ لِصَاحِبِهَا أَمَالًا ظَاهِرَةً تُوَافِقُهَا فِي الزَّكَاءِ وَالِاسْتِقَامَةِ تُوَافِقُهَا فِي الزَّكَاءِ وَالِاسْتِقَامَةِ And then these actions of the heart, they bring about for that person outward actions that are apparent, that are seen, that are in accordance to that which is in the heart, from actions of purity and piety and steadfastness. And we know that al-Iman, qawlun wa amal, the people of knowledge have clarified. We had just taken this previously in our dawra, in the work of al-Humaydi, rahimahullah, titled Usul al-Sunnah. From the fundamentals of the Sunnah, al-Imanu qawlun wa amal. Al-Imanu qawlun wa amalun. That al-Iman, it is a statement and an action. We have seen the details of that likewise. Qawlun batilun wa qawlun zahirun. Inward statement and an outward statement. وَعَمَلٌ بَاطِنٌ وَعَمَلٌ ظَاهِرٌ Also inward actions and outward actions. And meaning the قول, there's a قول القلب وقول اللسان. وعمل القلب وعمل الجوارح. That there's a statement on the tongue and there's a statement of the heart. And there's actions of the heart likewise and actions on the body parts. This is the reality of al-Iman that we are ordered to establish. This is the reality of the Iman that we're ordered to establish. So with the actions of the heart established and alive from sincerity and truthfulness and honesty and faith and love and hope and fear and the likes like this and reliance in this manner, whenever the heart is full of iman and alive with these actions in the body parts, they become rectified and upright and good. But whenever these actions, they fall short or are deficient, then the actions of the body parts are deficient accordingly. So for this reason, the salaf, they used to say, "Fil al-musalli al-abith," the one who is praying while he's heedless, he's in salat, but while he's in salat, he's playing with his beard or moving around and fidgeting and the likes like this. The one who prays in the prayer, but he's always fidgeting and moving around and looking at his watch or picking his fingers or picking his teeth or biting his nails or moving his beard or checking his hair or popping his knuckles or the likes like that. He's always busy fidgeting around and moving around in his prayer. The salaf, they said about him, لَوْ خَشَعَ قَلْبُ هَذَا لَخَشَعَتْ جَوَارِحُهُ. Had this person's heart been submissive and humble before Allah, then his body parts would have been submissive and humble. And had he truly feared Allah Azza wa Jalla and had reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbleness for Allah in the prayer, then it would prohibit his body parts from moving in this manner. So it says, فَمَعْرِفَةُ أَحْكَامِ الْقُلُوبِ أَهَمُّ مِنْ مَعْرِفَةِ أَحْكَامِ الْجَوَارِحِ So having knowledge of the rulings of the hearts, is more important than having knowledge of the rulings of the body parts. إِذْ هِيَ أَصْلُهَا وَأَحْكَامُ الْجَوَارِحِ مُتَفَرِّعٌ عَلَيْهَا So to have knowledge of the rulings of the heart, the regulations of the heart, and the obligations of the heart, that which is prohibited and forbidden from the actions of the heart. Likewise, it takes precedence and is more important than learning the actions of the body parts. We find that many people, they learn the actions of the body parts precisely and in great detail, and the rulings with regards to them likewise, and study works of fiqh, great works of jurisprudence, which is no doubt beneficial. But then some of them, they will fall into this issue neglecting the actions of the heart and neglecting learning the rulings related to the heart. They will fall ill because of this, and their hearts will become hard, and they will have enmity and rancor in their hearts, or jealousy and hatred and envy in their hearts and the likes like this. And these are from the greatest diseases of the hearts, from the greatest things that person is forbidden with regards to his heart, any from these actions of the heart. So there are actions of the heart that are obligatory and others that are recommended, and there are actions of the heart that are forbidden and others that will be disliked. And the likes like this, these rulings of the legislation, there are aspects that are related to the heart directly, just like there are aspects that are related to the body parts and the limbs directly. To the body parts and the limbs directly. We have seen in our work of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah al-Kabair, how he began the whole work bi kabair al-qulub, the major sins of the heart. And that Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala that the major sins of the heart are more dangerous and more severe and greater than the major sins of the body parts. The major sins of the body parts. So these rulings related to the heart, as he's saying, ahem, and knowing them, having knowledge of the rulings related to the heart, is more important than having knowledge of the rulings related to the body parts. Because this knowledge here, the heart of the, related to the heart, is the foundation, and the knowledge related to the body parts is proceeding from that. It's proceeding from that. Or these rulings with regards to the heart are the foundation, and the rulings with regards to the body parts are stemming and based upon this affair, based upon this affair. And this is very similar, likewise, to what Yahya ibn Abi Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned. Yahya ibn Abi Kathir, ayyamami rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 132. He said, ta'allamu niyya, ta'allamu niyya, fa'innaha ablagu min al-amal, that you have to learn the intention, because it is more severe than the actions. It is more severe than the actions, more important, more dangerous than the actions. This is because a person, he can learn the actions outwardly, how to perform them. He can learn the sunnah of wudu and the sunnah of salah. He can learn the sunnah of siyam, so on and so forth, how to perform these actions according to the legislation. And then every time he performs the action, he will repeat the same movement. Whenever a person, he prays salah, he'll repeat the same movement time after time. He will learn how to establish a rak'ah, and then he will establish it in the same manner outwardly every time. The rulings of the salah do not change any for the general prayer. The way to establish it has been clarified in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person, he will learn that and implement it every time he prays. He will learn that and implement it every time he prays. وَصَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Yani, and likewise with regards to the fast and also with regards to the hajj. Yani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified how to perform these actions outwardly. So a person, he will learn how to do that and follow him in that precisely. They don't change. But likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified how to perform inwardly. They must be sincerity for the sake of Allah. In the heart, it must be alive. In the heart, it must be alive. It's come in Jami' al-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba." Call on Allah, supplicate to Allah, invocate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you're certain that He will respond. And meaning while you're certain and you know that He hears you and that He's the most kind and merciful, and you have high hopes that He will respond and help you. And He will respond and help you. اُدْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ لَهُ. And know that Allah, He does not respond to the supplication from a heart that is heedless and preoccupied. And know that Allah, He does not respond to the supplication. He does not respond to the call of a heart that is heedless and preoccupied. That is heedless and preoccupied. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified how to perform the actions inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. They must be performed correctly inwardly and outwardly. But the point now is that performing them outwardly is easier, because a person, he'll learn them one time and then perform them that way every single time he does the action. As for with regards to the intention, it's always changing. One time he's sincere, another time he's showing off. One time he has high hopes, another time he's heedless. Maybe he's not showing off, but he does not even remember Allah except a little bit the whole time he's engaged in the action of worship. The whole time he's engaged in the action of worship. So therefore, learning the intention and learning the affairs of the heart is of utmost importance. Rather, it's more important than learning the actions, and more severe and more dangerous than learning the actions. Likewise, like this, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he died in the year 161. He said, "Ma alajtu shay'an ashadda alayya min niyyati." That I never treated or dealt with anything more severe, more difficult for me than my own intention, because it's always changing on me. So the intention is always changing. The intention is always changing. Even in one action of worship, maybe it'll change more than one time. Maybe he'll begin the action of worship sincerely for the sake of Allah. And then through the middle of that, something will happen and he'll start to show off. Or he'll lose focus, he'll lose concentration. And the likes like this. And he'll start thinking about the dunya. Wake up and he's still in salah. Wake up and he's still in salah. Wake up and the imam is making taslim, for example. And so maybe he'll corrupt his intention by desiring, hoping for the worldly life. Or maybe he will weaken the intention by being negligent and forgetful and heedless and thinking about the worldly life. And thinking about the worldly life. Yani al-ghafla. All of this has an effect on the action from the inward aspect. And if you see him, maybe he's standing there. Maybe he's standing not moving whatsoever. No movement whatsoever. But his heart is moving all over the place. He's here thinking about this one and what he's going to say to that one. And why didn't he say this one? And what he's going to do after salah and whenever this is over and later on. And what about his bank account? This place closes at 7. What time is it right now? Like all of these things are going through his mind. His heart is moving. Moving with thinking about the dunya. What his body is still. Or maybe his tongue even says Allahu Akbar. But the greatest thing in his heart at that time is the worldly life and the worldly affair. And he doesn't even remember Allah a little bit. He doesn't even remember Allah a little bit. So the point is, what the Shaykh is saying is very important. It's very important to pay attention to. Tamari, yani to have knowledge of the rulings of the heart and the actions of the heart and the reality of the heart and the affairs of the heart and the obligations upon the heart and the prohibitions upon the heart and things that will be a means to keep the heart firm and pure and strong. And good, and that which will weaken the heart, and that which will corrupt the heart. To have knowledge of these affairs is more important than having knowledge of that which will invalidate the wudu, and that which invalidate the salah, and that which will corrupt the fast, and the likes like this, or knowing how to perform these actions, the pillars of salah. No doubt, these are of utmost importance. Nobody's saying that. The conditions of wudu, the conditions of salah, the pillars of salah, the wajibat of salah, these affairs, mufsidat to siyam, these affairs are of utmost importance. Of utmost importance, but more important than that. More important than that is what he's saying here, these affairs related to the heart. Related to the heart. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَهِيَ مَوْطِنُ نَظَرِ الرَّبَّ كَمَا رَوَى مُسْلِمٌ فِي صَحِيحِهِ عَنَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَالَ. And the hearts, this is the place where the Lord, he's looking. This is the place where the Lord, he is looking. In the place of examination where Allah, he will take us to account. Just as has been narrated by Al-Imam Muslim in his authentic collection from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And that the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he said, indeed Allah, he does not look into your bodies, into your forms, but rather he looks into your hearts. Rather, he looks into your hearts. وَأَشَارَ بِأَصَابِعِهِ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed to his heart. He pointed to his heart. And he said, this is the place of examination, and this is the place of accountability. There are other wordings also in Sahih Muslim of the same narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. That Allah, he does not look into the forms of your bodies, into your wealth, but he looks into your hearts, into your actions. So not to misunderstand, the point for mentioning this narration here is to clarify the importance of the heart. The importance of the heart. But also other wordings have come as well that the actions are also examined. And it's sufficient to know that if the heart is good, then the actions, they will be good. And if the heart is corrupted, then the actions, they will be corrupted. So no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will examine the hearts. يَوْمَ تُبَلَ السَّرَائِرِ. And on the day of resurrection, the secrets, they will be tried. And meaning they will be exposed. And a person, he will be taken to account for that which is in his heart. His actions and statements are nothing but a testimony to that which is in the heart. So the Shaykh, he says, وَرَوَى مُسْلِمٌ وَأَحْمَدُ مِنْ حَدِيثِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. And also it is narrated by Muslim and Ahmed from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ that the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he said, أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا, the taqwa is here, piety, the fear of Allah is here. And he pointed to his heart three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, التقوى هاهنا, التقوى هاهنا, التقوى هاهنا. He said, piety, fear of Allah is here. Piety, or fear of Allah is here. Pointing to his heart three times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt if that piety is found there, and this is the point, then that piety will be seen and known from him in his manners and conduct, and his statements and actions. And his statements and actions. Many mistakes people, they say, whenever you reprimand them for falling into the haram or being negligent and the likes with the obligations, they say, Ana qalbi tayyib. Ana qalbi tayyib. My heart is good. My heart is good. Ana niyati salih. And I have a good intention. And the likes like this. Or they'll even use the likes of taqwa hauna. Piety is here. But had it been there truly, as one is claiming, then it would have been seen. It would have been seen in his actions and his statements. And had the taqwa truly been sound in the heart in the manner prescribed and required, then it will stop a person from falling into the haram and perpetrating that which is impermissible. And it will carry a person to establish the obligations. As for whenever a person is falling short outwardly in performing the obligations, or is perpetrating and committing the prohibitions with his tongue, or with his eyes, with his hands, and the likes like this, then this is a clear sign that the piety is weak in his heart, and the faith is deficient. So the Shaykh, he says, فَالْقُلُوبُ هِيَ الْأَسَاسِ فَإِسْتَقَامَتْ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى حَقًّا وَصِدْقًا إِسْتَقَامَتْ الْجَوَارِحُ استقامت الجوارح كلها عملا بطاعة الله وطلبا لنيل رضاه جل وعلا. So the hearts, they are the foundation. The hearts, they are the foundation. If they are upright upon the fear of Allah, upon the piety and the taqwa of Allah, truthfully and honestly, then the body parts, they will be upright, all of them, correctly, in compliance and application to the obedience of Allah and seeking to obtain His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seeking to obtain His pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that the heart, it is the foundation. And the heart, it has a statement and an action. This is why it's so important to learn the creed of Ahlus Sunnah with regards to Iman. So that with regards to the heart, it has a statement. Qawlu al-qalb. And it has actions. Likewise, amalu al-qalb. And all of this is from Iman. And the statement of the heart is the sincere faith and belief in Allah. And belief in that which Allah has ordered us to believe in. Believing in Allah, believing in His angels, believing in His books, believing in the messengers, and believing in the last day, and believing in the decree of Allah, believing in the Jannah, believing in the Naam, believing in the accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in that which we're ordered to believe in. This is from the statement of the heart. This is from the statement of the heart. Qul amantu billah. You say that with your tongue and you mean it in your heart. You say that with your tongue and you mean it in your heart. This is the statement of the heart. But likewise, proceeding from that statement are the actions of the heart. Are the actions of the heart, at the head of them love and fear and hope, and also truthfulness and pleasure and submission and surrender and trust and reliance and humbleness and shyness. And shyness, all of these are from the actions of the heart. All of these are from the actions of the heart. And if the heart is sound and good, then it will work and it will strive in establishing these actions. So the rectification of the body parts goes back to the rectification of the heart. And the rectification of the heart is by بِالْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الْقَلْبِ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالْعَمَلِ الْقَلْبِ. With sincere faith and the actions of the heart. And the actions of the heart. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.